Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Ville, Psycho T have the latest. And the latest is we are live. Live on a thirsty Thursday. And it brings us here to Baytown. Buffalo Wild Wings. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Bud Light. The Bud Light girl is here. Give her a hand.
Alejandra in the building.
There we go. That's right. Good times to be had. She'll take care of you. And
come on.
Steph and the gang in here will take care of you here at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Look at Cap
there
blushing.
There you go. Look at Cap over there.
Cap blushing,
Cap
man.
Cap on the phone talking to nobody. Just over there just stunting on the phone. But A good time is being had out here. TV's everywhere. You want to watch the Rockets, Thursday Night Football, this is the best spot to get to. And if you're close to Baytown, bring your ass out here and have a good drink. What you got? Beer. I got a little something extra. Whatever you need, they
What'd
got
What'd you go
it.
With over there?
Got a little, you know, with a little Crown.
A little Crown and Coke.
A little Crown and
You go Diet Coke or you go?
Zero.
You go zero? Okay. Mm.
Damn, right there.
Cap,
I'm proud of you.
That's only zero you need right there.
I'm proud of you, Cap. I add a little bit more in mine, but I'm proud of you, Cap. But come on out here and enjoy yourself. Have a good time. T-Mill's best bet's coming up here in a bit. And you know, for the most part, he is killing those football bets. So stay tuned for that for your chance to win a little money in our final segment. Still got a chance to win prizes here. If you're in the building, grab a ticket, put it in our raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win coming up in this 5 o'clock hour. All right, Clint, as we look at the injury report right here for the Texans and the Cardinals, I'll go with the Texans here. The important ones here, the guys that did return, Clint, Danico Autry, this has been his thing each week. He doesn't practice the first day that they're in pads, and then the second day he jumps in. Woody Marks, they have him disclosed as a knee, but he returned limited in practice. There was some video there of him going. Aziz Trent Brown, they returned to practice, Clint, and they were full participants. Sheldon Rankins, I saw a report initially that Sheldon Rankins did not practice today, but they do have him listed. They not only have him listed, they let him listed as a full participant. How about that? Justin Watson, Clint, full participant as he practiced today. He's been out. He was a full participant with that calf. We'll see what that means for them. But the ones that did not practice, Clint, Nick Chubb, Titus Howard, his is non-injury related, just personal. So I don't think that affects the game very much. And then Kamari Lassiter, who has that foot issue. If you remember last week, he didn't practice all week but still played and played exceptional in the game. Of those guys, and really it looks like Kamari and Nick Chubb, who's jumping out to you the most?
Well, I think Nick Chubb and Woody Marks being did not practice designation and limited designation, I think the running back room overall is something to keep an eye on. I don't think it's coincidence that they signed Schrader. I don't think it's coincidence that they fielded several questions about Dari Ogunbowale. And so the running back room is just something to keep an eye on. I didn't hear you mention it. I may have been a little distracted, but EJ Speed with a limited knee.
Limited. He's been limited both days.
That's one to keep an eye on as well. His role has expanded week after week after week, and he's become a pretty big part of this defense. And not that they could handle playing this defense without him, but he's become an integral piece. So keep an eye on him in a sense of whether he's going to be full go or not.
Nick Chubb, the one jumps to me, as you said. Mm-hmm. This to me looks like I'm at the point now on a Thursday. I'd be more surprised if he was able to go on Sunday. Left the game, never returned with those ribs, and now has not practiced all week in pads. And I think that is a pretty significant thing, as we've talked about a bit, is I don't know how many guys, if there is no Nick Chubb, that the offensive staff trusts to be in the backfield and trusts to get snaps outside of Woody Marks and Dari Ogunbowale, which means to me, when I hear that, it means to me Woody Marks even more. And he was getting, felt like, 70-80% of the carries and snaps to begin with here lately, even with a healthy Nick Chubb, and you would think that would probably go up a bit. And it's just concern, man. This is the biggest load that he has had to kind of deal with work-wise, and the hits he's taken and the way he's running so hard, and he's become a huge important part of this team. We'll see what they do with Nick Chubb. But yeah,
That jumps out. The running back room as a whole, keep an eye on it.
Marvin Harrison Hill didn't practice back-to-back days for Arizona. Paris Johnson, he's going to be out. Their tackle as well did not practice. So those are, I think, the two big ones there to look at when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals, as they've got some guys dealing with some things too. So big one coming up, and we'll see tomorrow and learn more to see more about the Kamari Lassiter's and the Nick Chubb.
Well, I'm going to tell you, one guy that was limited for them that has the ability, I don't know if he's playing every snap, but the Walter Nolan kid. You know him from around here. I believe he was at A&M before he went to Ole Miss.
That's right, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
I've seen highlights of him. Again, I don't know if he does it every play, but I've seen highlights of him. The future is bright for that young fella, there's no doubt. So I wouldn't mind him being on the shelf with a bum knee this week if we could help him. I'd be okay with that.
Injuries have ate up his rookie season. He's really struggled with that. So that is the latest there as the Texans get ready to face the Cardinals.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight the Rockets, they're back at it, and they will be home at Toyota Center to face the Clippers, and they've been one of the worst teams in the Western Conference. They got 6 wins on the season right now. They've got that drama with Chris Paul being traded and everything going on there and injuries. But James Harden, he returns back, and it looks like, with the exception of the guys who've been hurt all year, it looks like the Rockets will be full strength. They'll get Şengün back and the rest of the gang, and they'll take on the Clippers. And, Clint, this is one where it feels like the Rockets should handle the Clippers pretty well. This is one of the worst teams in the NBA so far to this point, and and the Rockets should handle this this Clippers
team.
Well,
it's one of those games that with Harden on the other side, there's probably a lot of Rockets fans that'll appreciate this one a little bit more than.
I was going to say, is there still juice with that when the Rockets play James Harden, especially when he comes back here?
Well, I don't know that there. I think for a select few, I think there's that take a little extra joy in beating James. I think overall, you know, I was not a huge James Harden fan, but I think the Houston, Texas NBA fan base, whether you're a Rocket or just an NBA, I mean, I think most of them are fans of Harden and probably overlooked some of the you know lack of performance in critical in big moments, the antics with the weight and all that kind of stuff. So I wouldn't imagine there's many folks like Tyler in this world that get joy out of James Harden losing.
Yeah, Tyler, is this still juice for you when James?
No,
the Rockets?
No, not yeah. really. I mean, I don't want him to succeed because he's a turd of an individual. But no, not really.
It's just
there. It is.
He likes honey buns.
Honey bun eating son of a.
Just let it ride. 713-572-4610. Does it do anything for you? I remember we did this with DeAndre Hopkins, and there was a time about last year. It was just like nah. It does nothing anymore when the Texans have to play DeAndre Hopkins. Have we reached that point with James Harden? I mean, would anybody even give a damn to boo him tonight? Like, I don't even know. It does feel like that is kind of going its course, the James Harden thing. But they'll get back at it tonight, and we'll see what this looks like. So Rockets, see if they can get a dub, get this thing rolling again coming up tonight.
I got to actually learn how to play basketball.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we'll see and hear a lot of this tonight in T-Mill's Best Bets. But Thursday Night Football, Clint, and you can come on out here. Buffalo Wild Wings, TVs all over the place. I am surrounded by TVs lined up all around me. So you can come out here to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Baytown and watch a little Thursday Night Football or the Rockets that we just talked about. But the Falcons and the Bucks, and Clint, this is a very important game to the Tampa Bay Bucks, and they were off rolling early. We saw them week two when they got the win. They got off to a fast start and thought they were going to run away with that division. But now they have the same record as the Carolina Panthers right now, and they have been struggling. They've had a lot of injuries creep up for them, but they're playing the Falcons, and they are such a wild card of a team. They're not going anywhere, but they do have weapons. And Kirk Cousins sometimes feels it at times, and you got Bijan Robinson, and the Bucks really need this game. I thought the Bucks were a Super Bowl level team. That feels like that has changed up to this point, but they gotta have this win at home against the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Bucks have looked like a team that could win a Super Bowl early on, and some of the things they were doing, but of late, I mean, I haven't kept real close tabs on the Bucks.
I think Mike Evans might be back, might have a chance to play tonight.
Is he
active sexual?
I think the defense is the part that's a little disappointing and has been inconsistent, to put it nicely, this year. So the offense has bailed them out in a couple of high-scoring affairs, but the defense has been the struggle. So we'll see a scary team. I mean, they're definitely a scary team that can beat damn near anybody.
Yeah, no, yeah. They are a 4.5-point favorite tonight against the Bucks. So that'll be a big one for Baker.
No, against the Falcons.
I mean, against the Falcons. The Bucks are a 4.5-point favorite in this game. So big one tonight for the NFC South, worst division in football. We'll see if the Bucks can get a dub to take control of that division.
5 o'clock fire.
All right. The biggest story in the NFL, or I'm sorry, in sports really, was the Michigan situation. And I think there's multiple layers to this that all are interesting and impactful. There is the, who the hell is going to be the next coach of this premier job that many people are looking at. And then what does this mean for Michigan in terms of potential infractions or consequences with what has happened with this program over the last several years? But then the Sharon Moore situation is the big one. He is in custody right now. He was fired yesterday for an inappropriate relationship, but then it went a step further, Clint, he is in custody, remains in custody up to this point, and is a suspect in alleged assault and is expected to appear in court on Friday for an arraignment. And as they say here, they're going to figure out today if they're going to file criminal charges against Moore. Authorities have yet to release details about Moore's arrest. There have been a lot of things we've heard online that we won't bring to the table here. We're just going to deal in what we've heard from the police and incredible people who have reported things. There's a lot here. The Moore situation, the future situation with Michigan, this right here to me is interesting. They've had seven coaches or staffers who've been arrested since Jim Harbaugh took the job there, and I don't think they've been hit with major infractions. They've had some, but not really major. They've had to have Jim sit out BS games. I think Moore set out a couple of games, but it feels like they potentially may go a little further here with things, because I think a lot of people wonder how long did Michigan know that this was going on. And was there a cover-up at all? There's a lot going on here.
Look, Michigan deserves what they get. They ask for this.
They do.
Sherrone Moore deserves what he gets. He asked for this. He signed up for it. The unfortunate part of it is there's a wife and a couple of kids that didn't sign up for this. And unfortunately, they're going to have to live the nightmare as well. Not only the infidelity and it being on a public stage, but now also clearly – dad going off the deep end and to some degree, I don't know what's true and what's not, but going off the deep end and assaulting with a weapon and all this kind of different stuff. It's sad that these young kids got to go through that, and their mom's got to find a way to make it all make sense. That's a sad deal, man.
Tough situation all the way around. I am certain, Clint, that this is just the start of this story.
Right.
I think there's going to be a lot that comes out of this story, a lot that we'll be learning even more that comes out of this. All right, coming up, if there's one person that you think and you would want to see more involved with this Texans offense, who would it be? I know who it would be for me. We'll discuss that coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right. There we go. The Drive is live. Congratulations to our latest winner. She is excited, too. I love it. All right, she's got a naughty or nice or I tried shirt on.
Yeah, girl.
She said she tried. That's what she came yelling out there, that she tried. And she tried and she won. She took home our last prize, courtesy of Bud Light. Congratulations to all of our winners tonight. They all sitting on that same side right there, both our winners tonight. So congratulations to them. Remember, tomorrow, as Tyler just said, we're out tomorrow. Football Friday, BBs. I don't know if Tyler just said that, but it just felt like saying that.
I definitely didn't mention anything. I know.
Tyler, I think you've known me long enough that I live to have that look on your face of like, what the hell is he talking about? We'll be at BBs tomorrow. Tomball Parkway in the H. So come on out and hang
249.
Out. 249. 249.
Up 249 way.
Yep,
come on now.
249. You need that.
What are you going to eat?
Huh?
What are you going to eat? Gumbo, boudin, sliders.
I'm glad I didn't say what came to my mind first.
Oh, you filthy. I'm talking about at BB's, bro, not when you get home.
Sorry.
You sicko.
Sorry. That's, if you're on YouTube and Twitch, that's why that sly smile came across my face. I apologize. They got some good fish tacos, I'll be honest.
Oh, do they?
They do. That red beans and rice is solid. Strong there as well. We'll be out there tomorrow. Come hang out with us. 21441 Tomball Parkway. BBs, come on, hang out.
I got it taken care of, Chief.
Look at that. You got a little action there. Why not? Why not, baby? That's good to go. So come hang out with us tomorrow on the Football Friday. Plenty of prizes there, and you should have a chance to win future Texans tickets as well. All right, Clint. Chuck, can you help me understand how we get to a situation where when you look at the talent and you look at the weapons that this Texans team has, and like we would agree that this offense needs to pick things up, right? We would agree that this offense could maybe need whatever they could use any type of.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that whatever weapons they have, they need to deploy joints. Yeah, yeah.
Can you help me understand why the last 6 weeks after Jalen Knoll appeared to really take some strides? He had a back-to-back game situation against the Niners, against the Seahawks, where he clearly jumped off the screen and made big plays and was up, I think he had 60-something yards one game, 77 another. And then in the last several weeks, he's got like 60 yards total. And they don't play him. He's not getting a lot of snaps. He's mostly being used on special teams. How did we get to a space that Jalen Knoll is just not someone that seems to be featured in their plans?
Well, I don't think their approach to offensive football is feature player X.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's games where Nico has, you know, a good number of catches, but I think that's because within the system, I think Davis Mills actually looked his way a lot more, but there's – you know, I think that's within the system. It just is happenstance that it works out that way. Just like last week in the second half, the entire second half. They rolled a safety over the top of Nico Collins, rolled a corner down, and the defense was able to eliminate him from the box score. The offense never moved him. They never did anything to get him the football. They just said, okay, if you're gonna allocate so many, defenders that direction, then we're going to hit you somewhere else with somebody else. So I just don't think it's a Jalen Knoll deal as much as the Texans offense is just not one that's going to highlight one player, no matter who it is. They're going to spread the football around, and whoever gets catches. They're not going to feature anybody.
Yeah, you said that about Nico all season.
Question. Happened again in a huge moment. Now, you won the game 20-10 last week, but had you not won that game and had Andy not made some of those bonehead decisions, we would be in an uproar about what was going on with Nico in the second half last week. But that's who they are. I mean, because that is a blatant week 13 of the season. That is as an offensive coordinator, if you can't accomplish that, then you ain't gonna be around.
But even if they don't, let's say, feature a player, like, how have they not gotten to a space of thinking, all right, he's playing whatever receiver he's playing, that they haven't determined that he should be somebody that's getting more snaps on the field.
Yeah.
Right, like that, like how, like I just, it is crazy to me that he would put together those two games in a row and then it would move to, because I remember us talking about it coming out of that game. I said, we'll see what they're going to do now that Christian Kirk is back in, but I certainly don't think that it means that Jalen Knoll's snaps should diminish, and I'll be damned. Like, it is. He may get some sort of reverse or something. He may get out there for maybe one or two passes, but to your point, they're not even doing anything with that position to begin with, because Christian Kirk has one reception in the last two games. Like, they're just not using that slot position very much at all anyway, and maybe it's just because it's not as open, but it is, I don't know, boy, it is really odd to me that Jalen Knoll on this particular team seems to be one of their better weapons and has proved on the field to be one of their better weapons. And they don't really.
I think when you look at what Nick Caley has shown, the one player that he does seem to use in a very intentional way is Woody Marks, and that's the one guy that at this point is like, hey man, we gotta take care of my dude before we end up getting him hurt. So we'll see if that changes. I think this is just the approach of, hey man, we're going to be a stagnant offense. We're going to be pretty vanilla. We're going to try to get the perfect play, the perfect protection, and our quarterback is going to put the football in the right position. We'll see how that plays out. Right to this point, I don't believe it's a great fit for C.J. Stroud. We'll see how it works out longer term.
I just I'm catching this Texans video that they've done on Cal.
I saw
McNair.
Yeah, I saw it.
I don't think Cal should have done it.
Man, I thought that was funny as hell.
I think it's – I understand it's funny. I mean, I get it, but – and I enjoy that Cal is not afraid to make fun of himself. But, man,
hold
I
on,
just
–
if I'm just honest, Tyler, the presentation, I don't know if it's the trench coat with the hat. I don't know. It just
– Okay, I will say the trench coat threw me off.
It does. It
that's
does.
That's what he had on at the game.
Right, right. But it's still
– I know, but he's just sitting there with his – holding his hand and just
– Did you see where it comes from?
Sitting there,
yes,
looking
I know,
like Inspector
Gadget. I know CJ just walked right past his ass and he left him up there. But I'm just saying, like –
Damn, CJ.
I love that he wants to make fun of himself, and I just believe Hannah came up with this. But I love that he wants – that he's all right with being the butt of the jokes, making fun of himself. I don't know if it's the attire or something. I just
–
Go
Gadget Texan.
I don't know, man. I was like, oh, man, he looks like guys, be my friend.
But I think that's all.
I just don't like
I
it.
I think that's what he's looking for.
I didn't love it.
I think that's what they were looking for. It's definitely one of those videos where somebody, some young kid in their social media marketing department said, hey, this right here would be good. And Cal said, sure, why not?
He walking up these damn steps with that damn, just holding his hands up.
It's right here. It's Gabby. Right there, Gabby.
I appreciate that you have an owner that is willing to do stuff like this. It's cool.
Do you?
No, I do. I appreciate it. I don't know. It just didn't hit for me. It just didn't. And I like Cal.
I didn't laugh, Tyler. I'm just being honest. I didn't laugh either.
Damn.
I'm just being honest.
That's fine.
Tyler laughed.
The trench coat did throw me off, but it was funny, man.
It just didn't look strong. Cal is strong.
Pinky ring towel.
Yeah, that's pinky ring. He got thick fingers. He said, you know, he's. I don't know, boy. I just didn't.
They're in Snickers.
T-Mill's best bets coming up. Nick Cayley had two words that he really kept saying in the presser today. One was spirit.
Oh, spirit.
And we'll talk about the other one that I think more suits a conversation heading into this game against the Cardinals.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So that's coming up next.
Playing some football on Thursday night!
They were playing that song about you swag and surf, and I looked around and I was like, this is pretty sweet.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Baytown, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Boy, I didn't know that was going to get such a reaction. I see here on the text line, people texting, people on YouTube and Twitch, somebody on the text line. awful take from Ron. The Cal thing was great. It makes sense. I didn't say it didn't make sense. Show, come on. That was hilarious. Great spin. Great way to spin being left hanging on YouTube. One of the funniest videos that any team owner would do. And Show said, nah, because of that coat. I don't like it. It was the whole presentation for me. Like, I just, like, it made him look like a sucker. But it wasn't in a way that made me laugh. Like, oh, I got it. I get it. It's like when I watch Seinfeld. I get it. Just, it don't make me laugh. But I just, I like, I don't know, man. That's something that he's had to deal with. Like, oh, like people think less of him. And think, oh, is he a powerful? No, man. Cal is a strong dude. Like, no, they should have done a video of CJ going around trying to find him to give him a high five. And walking around with that trench coat looking like Inspector Gadget. And like he's sad. With his little skull cap on and his hand.
It took
out.
Me a little while to realize what was going on. I was pissed at CJ for not high fiving him in the get go. Yeah, from the get go, yeah. I was like, "Hey, how you walk right by? How'd you walk right by the damn owner on the on in the group?"
We
man.
Talked about it. It was clever. Like I got it. I got where they were going with it. I
need to get me one of them trench coats.
In my mind, I'm thinking, if somebody left D'Amico Ryan's hanging for a hand for a high five. D'Amico make a video walking around looking like a lost puppy with his hand up in the air.
We don't like that.
Trying to get high five from everybody. Got it. It's funny. Got it.
Slap hands.
Kyle is strong, baby. Shoot, baby. Strong out here. No. It need to be like, no, but you better get back over here and give me a five. He should have been standing at Arrowhead until he ran back out there and gave his guy a five, damn it. So, I mean, I got it. I just, I don't know. When I watched it, I didn't break out in laughter. I was like, damn, Cal, you look bad. Get the joke, but you looking bad out here. Anyway, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as our guy, the Hall of Famer, John McClain, he will join the fellas tonight. And then a little Thursday night football following that as the Falcons and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, courtesy of Westwood One, they will take over as soon as the fellas are done with John McClain on Texas All Access.
The General,
yep, the Hall of Famer. And T-Mill's Best Bets coming up after we get done here in just a bit before we get up out of here. As you know, as he will tell you and let you know, hey, he's been hitting those football bets, big time. Text line coming in. You don't like Seinfeld? You're effing weird. Ah, okay. I think there's a.
I don't like. I don't. I personally don't.
Yeah.
What's the Seinfeld reference?
Well, like I said, for me, like I've tried to watch that show multiple times.
What, Seinfeld?
Yeah. I get the jokes. It's not humorous to me. And I don't laugh.
Was there a reference in the video?
No, I just compared that to
that kind of humor.
Yeah, I got the joke. It just didn't do it for me. No, I think you'd be surprised, Texter, that there's a group of people that aren't fans of the show.
You need to lighten up a little bit, man.
What did I do? I just read the text. I just said I think you'd be surprised. Just like for me, I'm not surprised that there are people out there that don't like Martin. Not weird.
What?
Not surprised. I bet you there's a good group of people, Tyler, that don't get the humor. Not saying you don't. I said there's probably a good group of people who don't get the humor.
Are you saying there's two Americas?
I'm saying there's two Americas and there's just preferences. Right? Like, I don't think it's weird. I know it's a very popular show. Friends was a very popular show. Doesn't do it for me.
I don't know. Seems like D'Amico wouldn't do it. Martin's not.
Well, that
I
was
mean, it seems like
D'Amico.
Too
no,
American.
George Steinbrenner wouldn't.
Oh,
do it. Like Jerry Jones. You think Jerry Jones would do that?
No.
You think Jerry Jones would make that video?
No.
I think Cal's like that. That Cal's like that. Oh, man, Jerry wouldn't have done that. Jerry would put on his damn sunglasses. He would have waited. And Dak would have came and brought his ass back over there and gave him a high five.
It isn't on my schedule.
no, Yeah. Anyway, we heard from Nick Cayley earlier today, Clint, and he spoke about the offense. And one word that he used, and D'Amico used this yesterday too, was urgent.
Spiritual. Oh.
That too. He said that a lot.
When you gave the tease, I really thought that was the word you were talking about.
No, it was urgency. They've talked about urgency a lot. They've spoken about urgency multiple times. And when I look at that, Clint, I'm like, is it really urgency? Is urgency taking the place of execution like we heard last year? And I know by about week 10 or 11 – that execution thing just drove you insane. Like, no, man, we're beyond execution. It's more than that. And urgency is starting to pick it up. And I just look at that and I think, yeah, sure, there could be some things with urgency, but it seemed like it was more when the ball was snapped. There seemed to be a lot of either guys just getting beat or confusion on what they were doing. And I'm not saying urgency isn't everything, and they know their team better than we do as they see them every day. But it felt like it was more than just urgency when they were going through that bad stretch.
Well, urgency is a super broad term when you're talking offensive football. I mean, at the end of the day, I think this is what we see Cayley and Caserio and D'Amico do is they use kind of these all-encompassing excuses that are accurate. But what it does, it allows them to not mention names, right? I mean, the reality of the urgency situation is the fact that they say it. Just forget about who they're talking about, but the fact that they say it tells you there's one thing of several that's true, right? Either Nick Cayley is not getting the play in soon enough and giving the offense a chance to set it up right and get out of the huddle in a hurry. Or C.J. Stroud struggles with the difficulty of this offense, which he mentioned yesterday in his press conference about how long-winded the play calls are. Or the offense is undisciplined and doesn't get in the huddle and doesn't listen and doesn't get to the line of scrimmage with a sense of urgency, all of which you would have to pinpoint a group of players or a specific player, and I just think they're not going to do that. So he just says urgency is an issue, which I say all of that, all-encompassing. If I were an offensive coordinator, now this is kind of how I'm wired, but if I were an offensive coordinator, it would embarrass me if we were 13 weeks into a season and we're still talking about sense of urgency in any sense of the phrase that I just mentioned.
Yeah.
Because that means you're if from day one – like the standard that is set is you can blow an assignment if you want to, but get your ass in the huddle, listen to it, CJ, communicate clearly, get to the line of scrimmage. If we're going to run a motion, it's going to be crisp, it's going to be quick, get to your spot, and that's how we're going to operate. The only way you have a problem week 13 is if we're not focusing on those things, like if that's not a way of life, right? I've always been wired in a way of like everything you do, there should be a sense of urgency behind it.
Yeah.
Like everything you do, there should be a sense of urgency behind it. And, you know, a lot of people don't beat to that drum.
Yeah, well, there should be a sense of urgency. And then we also got to make sure we know what the hell's going on when when teams are sending pressure and to have answers. Right. Pressure, well,
but that's right? The point, though, right? If you just operate with a sense of urgency at all times, and I'm in the slot, and I'm operating with a sense of urgency, I'm getting off the line, I'm getting through my little juke route, boom, and I'm flat right now. If the quarterback's getting pressure, you're a quicker option for him.
Yeah, but so, Clint, but I don't know if it's necessary urgency that didn't allow Christian Kirk or Jalen Noel to know, hey, I should be hot if the blitz is coming off of me, right? That's just not.
Yeah.
That's not coached.
Yeah.
Like the blitz, what'd you say? There are multiple blitzers coming off of this side, and everybody's running 10 yards down the field, and CJ's not even looking at the area where the blitzers are.
But to the point is, I mean, you're either coaching it or you're allowing it.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's ultimately the lackadaisical stuff that we've hit. I feel like they've talked about for 2 years offensively is either you're coaching it or you're allowing it. We don't have that problem on the defensive side of the football.
No.
And so, I think it's a to me, it's an unacceptable excuse. It's real. I mean, it could very well be the problem, and I don't know what department is responsible. Is it CJ? Is it Kaylee? Is it the team? Is it, you know, I don't know, but at the end of the day, it's just unacceptable this late into the season. So they got to get that fixed.
All right, T-Mill, let's get to your best bets of the night, Thursday night football action. And by the way, if you do not hear these and you need to go and check them and take a look at them, go to @T-MillRealDeal to find his bets. What you got?
Yes, Thursday night football happening in Florida. Falcons, Buccaneers, and I got 5 picks for you in this game tonight. I hear you, girl. Woo! Here we go. First, I got the Falcons Buccaneers over tonight, over 43.5. I see a lot of people on the Twitter sphere liking the under. I love the over tonight, over 43.5 for these two teams. Next, to go with that, I'm on the Falcons team total, so just Atlanta to score over 19.5 points tonight, led by Kirko Bangs Cousins. That dude was bringing swag and surf whenever we started the segment. And then I'm on the Buccaneers team total in the first quarter for just the first quarter. Tampa Bay over 6.5 points. That means a touchdown, the extra point, cash in your pocket. Two player props, one from each team. First, Igbuka. Been balling this year. Young receiver for Tampa, over 3.5 receptions. I think that's my favorite bet of the night. And then Kirk Cousins, Atlanta's quarterback. The old vet, over 19.5 completions for Kirko tonight.
Ooh, that's
in Tampa. Nice. Those are your 5 best bets, boys.
Yeah, that Amika Ibeka, that's interesting. We'll see if that is at all tested with Mike Evans coming back tonight. But 3.5, yeah, they like to run him 2 or 3 screens a game at least. So that could be easy money there. We'll see. Kirk Cousins, boy. Whew. Let's hope so.
Kirk was rough last week.
He's about to remind the world.
Hey, Kirk, man. They got a TV spot waiting for your ass soon, baby. And Kirk's good at it on TV. That's got to be coming soon, man. And by the way, that man, Fernando Mendoza, he reminds me of Kirk Cousins. The way he sounds and everything, he's got a real Kirk Cousins feel and vibe to him.
You're right.
He could not get a control of that voice after that game. Post-game interview.
I hope that wasn't his daily. I hope that wasn't his daily delivery.
It's
going to be rough.
All right. It was worse than that. All right. We appreciate everybody who has helped us put this together. Shave for promotions. Andy.
Big Andy.
Our engineer producing this thing. Holding it down at the station. Tyler did a great job. Clint, great job. I am Ryan. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
My man, Weatherman Andy got that joint.
Thanks.
Hey, to hell with Laura doing sexy traffic. We got to get Andy doing traffic.
No, hey, we need to get Andy doing sexy traffic. Let Andy do some sexy traffic.
Hey, come on.
Hey. Andy, do traffic with his shirt off, Tyler, and just let it run.
Now that would drive people to the YouTube stream.
Right? Well, we're going to audition, Monday, Andy.
We ain't got to audition. You got it. I knew you.
Free them nipples, Andy.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.